on the court, and he had a good line. I said, "Was this your best offensive game?" He said, "And our worst defensive game." But you got to stop on the final possession. Take us through that possession.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a good angle of the play. Obviously, he was driving to get to a spot. That's what he tries to do, is draw fouls. And there was nothing called. I didn't have a good look, but they tried to get him in the corner, and he came back and got it on a handoff and kind of went around coverage. And we just chased him at that point in time.
But on the offensive side, only a fourth time in franchise history of 9 players in double figures, 41 assists. I mean, what are you liking about you guys being whole and kind of getting back to what defined that early season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like I said, it's all along, the group's unselfish. Like, they play together, and, like, this was like a totally – because we were somewhat healthy, maybe not completely against New Orleans, and we couldn't make a shot, right? It was like 26%.
Right.
So I just think you want to be able to – play in a way that's sustainable, which I think we did in New Orleans. We just shot it so poorly, but I think we did that and have been trying to do that. To me, with the way we're moving the ball, sharing the ball, the kind of shots we're generating, to me, is sustainable. But again, I think for me, coming down the stretch of the game, I always try to look at the things that we really have control over. And I know Kobe, just as competitive as he is, he's going to be, kicking himself about missing a couple free throws. And Modest is walking off the free throw line, and he's upset that he missed the free throw, right? So I don't know what it was coming down the stretch, 3 for 6 maybe, or something like that. But nobody's talking about the fact that we didn't block anybody out on possessions where we really had an opportunity to end the game. We gave up a couple of, maybe it was 2 or 3. And we've got to start to develop that mentality. All those guys I know want to go to the free throw line and make free throws, and they should. And they should, hold themselves to that standard. But when you're in that situation, that game could have very easily gone to overtime, and we don't need to look at the missed free throws as much as we need to look at the fact that we forced them to miss a couple times, and we just didn't couple any rebounds, and we needed to be able to do that.
Billy, you kind of talked a lot this season about the margin for error and how slim that is for this team. You guys came out on the positive side of that today. What do you feel like is the difference between this game, and you kind of just alluded to it, but being on this side of that margin for error and being able to kind of elevate over that?
Well, we had built enough of a lead with points that, they only had one timeout left, so they were kind of going in a hurry. We didn't get matched correctly off a free throw, and, Alexander Walker got a 3 out of the corner. He missed that one. We ended up not rebounding it. I think Isaac fouled out on a blockout situation. There were so many opportunities there, and that's what ends up happening is, we don't have those margins a lot of times. Now, if that's all of a sudden, instead of being up by 7, you're up 2, those things come back and it's hard to overcome, right? But I'm not trying to be like a downer about it. I'm happy we won the game. I'm happy with a lot of things that we did do. But I always try to look at the things that we've got to really, really control and try to take some ownership of. And to your point, those are the things that can kind of come back and haunt you. And I always call you let love come back into play, And again, I'll look at the film and see if we missed blockouts or it just did a really, really good job. But it seemed to me we had a lot of guys going towards the rim on 3-point shots. And the only rebound that you're going to get on a 3-point shot running to the rim is when it goes through the net. Everything's going to generally bounce long. But give them credit. They kept themselves alive by making some plays at the end. And they capitalized well. So if I missed free throws, and certainly kept the game, close. But those are going to be the margins for us. We're going to have to find ways to, overcome and try to win games by really trying to lock into the controllable things.
Billy, of the 5 highest point totals in any game this season, there's you guys tonight, there's the Hawks tonight, and then there's the Jazz tonight. You guys lost to them in overtime. I mean, loaded question here, but where are you at as far as defensive identity? I know that was something AK talked about in the summer, wanted to bring in Isaac. It feels like he has to play for you guys to even make a dent in it. Where do you sit?
Yeah, it was probably, I was a little upset with myself at the half because I probably should have got him back out there. He got off to a really, really good start, and I kind of lost him in the rotation as things were going. And then obviously, he ended up picking up 3 fouls, and then he picked up a couple more, and that really kind of broke his, rhythm there. We're going to have to help a little bit more. We got caught, quite honestly, with some of their size, on some switches, in particular Jalen Johnson there at the rim. And we're just going to have to be a team that's going to have to help each other more, But it's going to be hard to win giving up that many points. and expecting to score as many as we did, you know. So, you know, the other part that, you know, I talked about, you know, the rebounding part at the end of the game, but there's a lot of other stuff during the course of the game that are also things that we can control and do a better job of, you know. I'm not saying we got to be perfect, but the total attention to focus has got to be on those things. And, like, listen, we're not a great defensive team, but we can be better and we can improve. And, you know, we can take a little bit more control over the things that, you know, we can. Like, I thought we had some blown coverages because of lack of communication. We're capable of talking better. You know, just different things like that. Guard pick and roll, you know. Two guys go to the ball, one guy's left open, you know, just lack of communication. And things are happening quickly. I understand actions are happening, sprints are happening. I mean, that was a really fast game. The game was going up and down. I think our guys felt it, they felt it. It was a really fast game. And that's the way the NBA is going right now. You got to be able to react and convert from offense to defense, defense to offense really quickly.
Along the same lines of the good and the bad, I think, you know, through the season, the numbers clearly have been pretty consistent for Josh, but what are the markers that you guys are looking at in terms of how he's developing and getting better?
Yeah, I mean, I think Josh has really had an exceptional year. You know, I think once he got more comfortable, you know, inside of our team last year, you started to see him take off. You know, he's obviously a really, really big physical guard. He's got great skill set. He's got really good vision. He's an amazing passer. I think he's worked really hard in his shooting, and he's a good three-point shooter, and I think it showed, you know, that. I think the one thing, you know, we've talked to him about, you know, in terms of the development of the improvement areas would be he's so good at getting into the paint, and he's so good at drawing attention. Can he make it easier for some of those other guys in the perimeter where he can spray that ball out? And I think if you looked at even tonight, I thought early in the third quarter, Vooch got a lot of good looks because Josh got in there, but he kind of collapsed down on him, and he sprayed the ball back out. So, yeah, I mean, I think overall he's played well. I think he's figuring out the shots in the lane that are good for him and the shots and the times he is in the lane he needs to spray it out. But obviously he's a driver and a catalyst to us offensively with the things that he can do.
Last one.
Like you said, Josh is, like, actually a good shooter now, which, you know, that was the point of contention with him back in OKC. I guess what do you think has most helped him become an actual threat as a shooter?
I mean, he's probably the best guy to talk to about it. I know he works really hard on it, you know. I do think when guys get to the NBA, they always kind of guys get better because obviously it's all they do is focus on basketball and skill. And, you know, he's probably put a lot and invested a lot into that. You know, I feel very comfortable with him. I think there was times during the year, and I've told him this several times, that he's coming off pick and roll and they're trying to run under to cut him off and run under to cut him off to keep him out of the paint. And there's times if he slows down, like that shot behind the screen is there for him. And I don't mind him taking some of those. You know, he doesn't take a ton, but just to keep the offense honest, because the more he shoots the ball the way he is from behind the line, like I was really happy that Eddie took 11 three-point shots. That's great for him. Because now you got to all of a sudden come out and start to play that. And he's shooting 40-something percent. Now it opens up his strength, which is getting downhill. And I think he's really, really worked hard on the shooting aspect of it. So, you know, I do think maybe, you know, I wasn't there with him, obviously, in Oklahoma City. But, you know, I think a lot of times when you come in as a rookie second-year player, there is a little bit of a growth period that takes place as you know, start to get better shooting the basketball. And I think he's got some years under his belt. He's got several years of working on it. And he's just continued to get better.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.